listening to First Name Sports on the Sports Map Radio Network. Live from the Sports Map Radio studios, here's Greg Frank.
All right, this segment is brought to you by Progressive. Looking for a career you'll love? With flexibility, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Okay, let's bring on Tim Kempton, the color analyst for the Phoenix Suns radio network, as we want to talk more about the debut of one Kevin Durant for the Phoenix Suns. Tim, thanks a lot for your time. How are you doing on this Thursday?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. In beautiful Chicago, it's actually nice out here today. I'm looking out this window. There's a sunshine in the air, so no snow. A little chilly, but everything's good.
What is chilly by your standards of Phoenix?
Yeah, it's definitely changed. From a kid that grew up in New York, spent some time in South Bend, and now live in Phoenix. My idea of chilly has definitely changed.
Have you had a slice of pizza yet in Chicago?
Of course. First thing I did this morning, I think I had one for breakfast.
For breakfast? Okay. Wow. I love pizza. I grew up in the Northeast. Thin crust for me over the deep dish, but I don't know that I could do it first thing in the morning, so good on you. But anyway, let's get to the debut of one Kevin Durant. A pretty efficient night with 27 minutes, but he goes out and scores 23 points on 10 of 15 shooting. Nice first debut, right?
Yeah, it sure was. You know, obviously highly anticipated. The trade was made now a couple of weeks ago. So, and we started on this trip in Milwaukee. So there was anticipation, when he was going to play. And yeah, against Charlotte, came out, looked good. His jump shot was smooth as it always is. As, you know, a couple of dribble drives to the basket, pull ups, everything that you expect from him, and very efficient. It was nice to see. You know, on both ends of the court, especially to me, the thing that stood out is how well the team played defensively in the first couple of quarters. Charlotte got really aggressive in the second half, so that changed a little bit. But the defense was something that you don't talk all that much about. But his length and his ability to switch on multiple positions, I'm talking about Kevin Durant here, that was evident in the style and the system that Monty Williams played last night. And then even when Monty kind of went to his rotation during the season, you know, before they got Kevin Durant, it was between Chris Paul and Devin Booker. He'd always usually have one of those guys on the court. Last night, it was more about Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. When Kevin was playing with four guys coming off the bench, they took single-digit leads and pushed it to double-digit leads. So that was encouraging as well. Just a great player getting back out on the floor and looked like he hadn't missed a beat.
You know, and the other thing that I think is really a nice kind of calming presence for the Suns is the fact that you have such an accomplished floor general in Chris Paul, who has a bad shooting night last night, but he's able to give you 11 assists. And I think what that does is when you have wing shooters like Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, who can obviously create their own shot, but he can kind of find them and make things happen and get them more open looks, because you have to at least honor Chris Paul's ability to score. And then you also have DeAndre Ayton down low, who he can find inside for some easy buckets. It just feels like running the offense through him with so much talent around him is going to eventually make for some open looks for these guys, as good as the other guys are. It's just, how do you defend all of this at once?
Yeah, and we even had a chance to talk about that leading up to the game, is that Chris may average 8 points over these last 20 games or so with the Phoenix Suns and never be more dominant than he's been before, because of the fact that you just talked about his ability to, you know, the way everybody plays defense in today's day and age with the automatic switching. Chris calls who he wants to into the pick and roll to get the switch to create matchups and mismatches on the Suns' offensive end. So, yeah, we even looked about it last night. You know, Chris shot 1 for 8, but you see how he affects the game in so many other ways, especially, you know, running the offense and his assists. It's like, yeah, Chris may not even average double digits the rest of the season and be a dominant part of the Phoenix Suns' success, because he does such a good job of understanding matchups, mismatches, how to get guys in position where they're successful. Does Kevin have a little guy on him? How do I get him in the low post? How do I get him, at that free throw line in the mid-range area where he can shoot over a smaller player? And Chris will manipulate the defense that way now that he has another guy to work with in Kevin Durant.
Tim Kempton, our guest here, color analyst for the Phoenix Suns Radio Network. And Tim, I mentioned DeAndre Ayton. I'm just curious, as somebody that's around the team as much as you have been, what's your sense about kind of where we stand currently in terms of the relationship between DeAndre Ayton and the Phoenix Suns?
I think the relationship is fine. Obviously, you know, when it gets into business and the contract scenario that he had before, DeAndre is someone that's improved immensely since being drafted. Mark Bryant gets a lot of that credit, but a lot of credit goes to DeAndre putting in the work, trusting Mark, going out there and doing things. Now, I think the relationship is fine. DeAndre's never been a guy that you've heard. You hear about him, you know, when he had a little dust up with Monty in the playoffs, when everybody's hypersensitive. The Suns are getting beat by the Dallas Mavericks. They're frustrated. They're annoyed. They're mad. And, of course, with 25 cameras at the arena, you're going to pick that up and see that they went back and forth a little bit. And before that, it was his contract situation. But tell me any other time that you heard about DeAndre Ayton in Phoenix. The only other time you do is, DeAndre's a walking double-double, very efficient. Last night, I think it was another 70% night, 7 of 10 shooting, double-double with 16 rebounds. He may be the guy that holds the key to this whole scenario, because we saw it last night. You try to step up on a Devin Booker drive. Well, DeAndre's right in front of the rim for a nice catch and finish. Kevin Durant, starts his mid-range drive, and the big guy steps up to try to slow him down, and DeAndre gets a dunk behind him. So DeAndre plays a very efficient game. He shoots it out to 15 feet. He makes his free throws. He runs the floor. He's another big that is able to step out on the floor and guard multiple positions, and it works extremely well in the Suns switching defense. So DeAndre Ayton is phenomenal. He's worked hard, and I don't think there's anything more than what we saw, on national television. He's always been a hard worker, and there's never been any talk of anything other than that, within the organization.
Tim, before we let you go, one of the things that really can be a key component for teams with championship DNA can be an unsung hero every now and again. And while we talk about the stars and the top-end talent, and that's always king, particularly in the NBA, you're around the team enough to know, and they obviously had to give up some depth to get Kevin Durant, but who are some guys further down in the rotation that we should keep an eye on into the playoffs that could sneak up and have a big game and allow the Suns to maybe win a playoff game when one or two of these stars don't play as well?
Yeah, one of the guys right off the bat is Josh Okogie. He's put the fifth in the fifth starter right now, but he, when Mikal got traded, he averaged about 18 points a game. But what he does is he does all those other things defensively. He steps up and takes your best player on the defensive end, and when his scoring isn't necessary because of everything the other guys that are capable of scoring, that's Devin Booker, DeAndre, Chris Paul, and Kevin Durant, he becomes that guy that does all those other things, offensive rebounding, taking charges, playing tough defense. So someone in the starting lineup, and then Torrey Craig has been phenomenal all year long. You definitely need Cameron Payne to lead that second unit. So that's been a strength of the Suns all season long, their depth. Now that everybody is back to where they are, Jock Landale coming off the bench, they're in their natural position, and that starting five is pretty darn good.
All right, there he is, Tim Kempton, color analyst from the Phoenix Suns Radio Network. Tim, enjoy the pizza and whatever else you got going on in Chicago, and I'm sure we'll talk again.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.